96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker,
which is brought to you today by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. It's MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, number 620-340-7732.
Barn homes are all the rage these days. With maintenance-free living on the outside and endless possibilities on the inside, what's not to love? If you're thinking of having one built, MRSK Buildings should be your first stop. Jeff and Brady have years of experience and will guide you through the process with ease. MRSK Buildings at 2604 West Highway 50, across from Bluestem in Emporia. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this post-Christmas Thursday morning, December the 26th, 7:19. Fog is thick out there, so proceed with your fog precautions, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this 26th of December by Scott Burenheide, organizer for locally Wreaths Across America, that just had the wonderful ceremony here just a couple of weeks ago, and the wreaths are still out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery here in Emporia. Scott, good morning. How are you today?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
So far, so good. So what was it like for you at Christmas time, realizing that all of those 600-plus wreaths were out at Maplewood Memorial Lawn Cemetery?
It was a great ceremony this year. I didn't get a good head count, but we had, right at probably 200 volunteers show up, which was really great to see. For the numbers, just go over real quick. Of course, we had a goal of 1,600. Our total wreath count was 667. So it was really good. I'm pleased with that amount. Our goal is 1,600, and it'll be 1,600 for 2025 as well.
All right, and before we get back to the ceremony, and it was really well done and well attended out at the cemetery, but there is a wreath match opportunity going on right now, isn't there?
Oh, yes. Till January 17th. Any wreath that is sponsored through one of our sponsor groups, so that would be the American Legion, Beacon of Hope, or North Lyon County Veterans Memorial, which you can get through the site, our website, wreathsacrossamerica.org, and you can find our location. Or you can go talk to the Legion or talk with either the groups, and any wreath that's sponsored through their group, Wreaths Across America headquarters will match that. Of course, that'll end on January 17th.
And when it comes to a match, is that basically purchasing a wreath then and then a second wreath coming in for that, or how would that specifically work?
Won't be cut out on that, Chuck. Sorry.
Oh, no. Would that mean then basically if you purchase a wreath, then that will basically give you a second wreath? Is that what or is this basically for strictly financial contributions here to the cause?
Yes. So we will get an extra wreath for every wreath that is sponsored.
Okay.
And this is for next year?
This is for next year. Our date is December 13th, 2025. So mark that on your calendars. The ceremony will keep the same schedule, 11 o'clock for the ceremony. But, yeah, December 13th.
Yeah, it was... I tell you what, it looked like attendance out there, Scott, was very good. You mentioned you had all kinds of volunteers that were able to get the wreaths out and on the graves of many veterans out of the cemetery there. And how long will the wreaths be out there?
Retirement day right now is set for January 11th. So if anybody wants to volunteer to come out and help pick up and retire the wreaths, January 11th at around noon, we'll meet out at the cemetery and we will pick up all the wreaths.
Scott, one question that I have, and maybe it's been answered, is do people who purchase those wreaths or are part of the Wreaths Across America effort, do they basically, and if they have them as veteran-specific, do they wind up keeping those wreaths, or do they need to essentially repurchase a wreath every year?
They will have to repurchase. the program is annual, of course. So every year we'll have to repurchase because they're fresh, they're live balsam wreaths. So we'll have to repurchase every year.
But at under $20 per wreath, that is an annual investment I think a lot of people are going to make.
I agree. I actually made the investment myself. So absolutely.
Well, we hope people take advantage of the wreath match opportunity going on through January the 17th for Wreaths Across America. Again, ceremony for 2025 will be on December the 13th. And I think last time we had you in, you touched on this question, Scott, and that is if people have a specific veteran they would like the wreaths on the grave, how do they accomplish that?
Yes, I can answer that. We have a grave-specific program where you can get online to sponsor, and you can actually just scroll to grave-specific, we'll set up a time before. And there's a question on there when you're sponsoring one of these wreaths, if you want to place it or a volunteer to place it. If you want to place, come out during the wreath day and place your wreath on your veteran's grave, please, mark on there that you will do it. So we had 25 grave specifics this year, and a lot of them were done with having a volunteer place them, which is fine. We set up a team at the cemetery that went out and placed those specific grave specifics. So they were guaranteed, if you do a grave specific, you're guaranteed to have a wreath on your veteran's grave. But again, this is only at participating cemeteries, so if your veteran isn't a Maplewood Memorial Lawn, which is our cemetery, do a grave specific and we will guarantee that your veteran receives a wreath.
Scott Bernheide again joining us with Wreaths Across America, in a way for 2024 still ongoing with the matching process, which is underway now through early January. Scott, I know when we've had you on in the last couple of years, you mentioned kind of it's almost like a light bulb going off about Wreaths Across America, and it does seem like there's a lot of light bulbs going off because the growth of this program just, I think, since COVID-19 has been impressive. I think, nearly 5,000 locations here nationwide were part of the Wreaths Across effort here just earlier this month.
Yeah, this year there were 4,909 participating locations just nationwide. Just to give you but there were 260,000 veteran wreaths placed at Arlington this year. So, with almost 5,000 locations, doing the ceremony this year, it was over 3 million wreaths were sent out. So, yeah, it's a growing program. It's a great tribute. The motto is remember, honor, and teach. Remember those that have gone before, honor those that are serving now and their families, and teach the next generation about freedom. And that's what we want to do. It's not just a one-day event either. This is year-long. So you'll see me out at events throughout the year. We have K through 12 curriculum that I've shared with teachers and with schools that they can bring this into their school or in their classrooms and group settings and help teach the next generation what it means, what freedom really means.
One thing too, Scott, that you'd mentioned here on site shortly, and basically in between the official ceremony and then the wreath placement was just the distinction between the veteran wreaths and the more standard holiday wreaths. They look similar, but really in most purposes, really an entirely different focus between the two.
There is. It's not really, we're not decorating the graves. We're honoring that veteran for their service to this country. And it's just a token of what this country, what we can do to honor these veterans.
Well, it was well done, and boy, it looked like volunteers en masse, too, to get over 600 wreaths on the graves of veterans. Were you happy with the way things went, Scott?
Oh, absolutely. I did have a little technical difficulty with the taps, but, other than that, it was, we talked about the weather a couple weeks prior, and the weather turned out nice for us, even though it rained the night before, so it was a little muddy out there, but the volunteers stayed and they did an exceptional job. And it was just, it was a learning experience because it was our first time placing within the cemetery. Yeah. So we have some, you know, things that we got to look at for next year, but I think we've got a good plan started.
Well, and you were able to get the wreath transported on time, too. You had a yeoman's job done by your delivery guy, huh?
Yeah, that was close. The wreath, his truck broke down. And these truckers that do this, it's on a volunteer basis. So they volunteer their time, their fuel, and just the support for all the companies and the over-the-road truckers out there that volunteer to do this is so heartwarming. And our truck driver, it was his first time to deliver wreaths, and it was his last time. It was his final mission before he retired. So it held a special place in his heart to get a load, and he's from Kansas, but he got a load to go up to Maine, and he sat there for a few days. And then he got a load of wreaths. He delivered to 5 locations, and we were his last stop. And, of course, his truck broke down. But by the grace of God, he got up and running, and we got our wreath on Friday.
Outstanding. Well, in case people would like more information here, Scott, about not only the current matching effort, but really what's planned for 2025 here locally, how do they get that?
Well, you can go on wreathsacrossamerica.org, and there's a lot of information on that website. You can look at our location, which is KSMMLC, and we'll have all of our stuff updated here in the next month on the website. You can find us on Facebook. It is on. I have my local Facebook for that, so I try to keep that updated. And, of course, listen to KVOE.
That's right, and if people are interested in helping with the wreath retirement event January 11th, how can they get a hold of you, Scott? Facebook page?
The Facebook page or show up.
Just show up. What time will you start?
Probably around noon.
Okay.
Outstanding. Sounds good. Scott, thanks much. I hope you have a great rest of your holiday period, and looking forward to covering things with Wreaths Across America 2025 throughout the course of the year.
All right. Thank you guys for your support.
Scott, we appreciate it. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Right, thanks, guys.
All right. Scott Burenheide, local organizer, Wreaths Across America. Again, the wreath matching opportunity is in play, Chuck, through January 17th. Here, so you can buy one, get one.
Yeah.
For next year, coming up December 13th, 2025.
That is outstanding. And also, don't forget, too, that the wreath pickup date is coming up in early January as well. So we'll have a story on this here coming up.
Yeah, wreath retirement.
Huh? Wreath retirement. That's it. So check KVUE.com for a story later here today. And wanted to let you know here, too, as we look towards the live and local calendar getting into New Year's Day, that does wind up being, the holiday does appear to be our first open newsmaker date, 7/20. So if you would like something for early January, just call us or email 620-342-1400 or KVUE@KVUE.com. Tomorrow we'll have Director Susan Brinkman, Board Chair Jeremy Dorsey updating the work of Southwick House. And then for Monday we'll have Lyon County Sheriff Jeff Cope talking about the New Year's Taking Down DUI enforcement effort, which is ongoing.
All right, and our primetime newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 340-7732. KVOE Live and Local 732, 41 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
City of Emporia residents are reminded that the City of Emporia and participating merchants are providing Christmas